Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN today.
Curtis, there is some concern by the listeners that with the lifeguard off, things are falling apart in the production area this morning. I don't know what's going on in there, but I mean, we got commercials running over the top of each other. What are you? Are you not able to handle your responsibilities this morning, or what?
I'm doing my job.
Okay.
Are you?
I don't know what you want from me. I don't run the board. I don't know how to do that. I never learned it.
Wait a minute. How long have you been in radio?
17 years.
And it's 17 years and you don't know how to run a production board?
Even no. Greg could pop back there and run the board.
If necessary. You want me? I think I could. It's been years, but I could probably. So I mean,
he's like, wait, they made these digital now? Where are the knobs?
It's all in studio. It's all digital. I mean,
he'll come back there and pot you up, Curtis.
It's run by a computer.
Computer.
It's supposed to be run by a computer. Mm-hmm. Rob Ninkovich is here filling in for Wiggy. Wiggy is off today. Ken Laird is off today. Wiggy will be back tomorrow. But Rob Ninkovich is here, and should you be watching the broadcast of this radio program, which you can do at weei.com/watch or on Twitch or on the radio.com app, you would notice that Ninkovich is full gator, which...
America.
I was literally just going to say that.
Gator. Anyway, the gator, yeah, you double it up. If you go up and then you come down a little bit over the nose, it's doubled up. So I feel like a double layer.
Are you planning on doing the whole show in the gator?
It's okay. I can breathe well.
You can breathe well.
I can breathe.
The mask, like the full cotton mask that some people wear, I feel like I'm having less oxygen to my brain. So that could be a problem. They need to do a study on a mask for 6 hours if you are actually breathing in your own air for 6 hours. That's good for your mental capacity.
That's enough in a Wiggy.
Yeah. If I'm here for Wiggy, should I talk like Wiggy?
That was a pretty good Wiggy.
Should I talk like Wiggy?
Yes, you should.
I'm from Boston.
Yes, you should. So, yeah. The mask will remain on for the entire broadcast. Is that an ESPN thing, or
I think that's a at home mandate.
But
I don't want to dive into the at home mandates. I do have three children, so you have three children. Yes, have to make sure that everyone is safe.
So somebody at home may have said,
"Make sure you wear your mask."
Make sure you wear your mask.
Yeah. Just make sure that you're safe.
You're a big tough. I'm football player. I'm retired now.
I'm soft. I'm soft.
I would assume that nobody tells you what to do.
There's a 100-pound person that just can really make sure that I do the right things.
That is a smart man right there.
And if it's
happy
that
wife,
way,
it, happy life.
Yes. Did I say wife?
No, but 100-pound person. Yeah. I mean, well,
my
judging based on who's in your house,
got a lot of my genetics, so she's going to be pretty strong.
Thanks
for having me, though.
We're delighted. Thank you for filling in for Wiggy.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And I'm glad that you're here. And I guess I would start because you not only do you cover this team, but you cover the NFL for ESPN. And I would start and ask you if you are at this moment concerned about your New England Patriots, your beloved New England Patriots.
I guess at this particular moment when you're 2-3, you could be a little bit worried about you know, just what you saw on the field last week, it wasn't anything that you want to see from your team, especially at this point in the season. And it's just odd to see some of the bad plays, the bad football. You're really not used to seeing bad football with New England. So I'm a little bit worried. I'm concerned. If this game doesn't go as planned and they're 2-4, I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be pretty crazy.
Can you imagine, Bill?
I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like. And early in the season, I had concerns that everyone's like, oh, Cam and this and that. He's perfect fit, and everyone's loving it, and he's loving it and loving life. I'm like, well, what if they're like 2-4? Like, is it going to be that fun? Is it going to be like great environment?
Can you imagine, Bill, post game or Monday?
This week is going to be a tough week.
If they don't win, he's going to be miserable, more miserable than he is already.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be a great situation, and that's one of the things that when you have a team that's won every single year, you know, 11 seasons of division championships. The one team that potentially doesn't win that, that's a tough position to be in. So last week, I mean, you got to say, okay, they didn't have the preparation time and they weren't able to go out there on the practice field and put things in order offensively. I think defensively, I like what I see from the Patriots. They have a great secondary. If you can have a good secondary, it helps your rush. You don't really need to have crazy big time pass rushers if you have a great secondary. So the Pats have that. So right now it's more so, can that offense score when they need to score and not run the ball, long drives, a lot of time of possession. Like, if they need to score, can they just throw the ball down the field and score? I think that's the biggest question mark.
How much of what happened Sunday would you guess was the lack of practice? Because when I say that, there are those who say, well, look at the Titans. Titans had 16 days off, and they came out and whipped the Bills. So
the Titans, it's tough because they didn't lose their starting quarterback, who basically
prior to the start of the season, yeah.
They didn't have the Titans have had Tannehill for 2 years. So he understands the system. He knows exactly what calls are going to be called during the game. He knows what checks to go to. He has the confidence in every single guy on offense. Right now, Cam came in to a weird year with no real preseason to have some type of chemistry. And, you know, then he goes out with COVID, and then you have Hoyer and Stidham come in, and that's just – it kind of threw a wrench in there. And without the practice time – it's a completely different thing than the Titans. The Titans were able to come back, you know, run their same offense. The Patriots had to change their offense. You can't run an RPO with Hoyer or Stidham. So when you have Cam come back, he just looked a little rusty. Mm-hmm. And you hope that you can never win with turnovers. So Bill from day one preaches ball security, protecting the football, because that's the number one way you lose in the NFL. So you turn the ball over, throw two interceptions, you fumble. There's no and honestly, the Broncos tried to give you the game. They're like, oh, there's 4 minutes left. Let's give you two interceptions and see if you can do anything with it. And the Patriots at the end had a chance, but they still didn't come up with a play to win. So the 49ers game is going to be tough because, you know, there's going to be some motivation here on Jimmy G's part. Like, he's going to want to come in and play well. I think the 49ers, yeah, I know they people are kind of down on them, but they still can play well. They lost some key guys. You lose Bosa, who's a big-time pass rusher. But last week, I thought they played pretty well, you know, and Jimmy G looked good. So if they come in here and they play well, it's going to be a tough game. It's not going to be as easy as people think it is. Before the season started, people were kind of concerned about the 49ers. Then they had their injury run, and then everyone's like, oh, 49ers are nothing. And I think they're a pretty good team. So it should be an interesting game coming up.
781 texter Rob Ninkovich says that the no practice excuse doesn't fly. The only thing that worked for the Patriots on Sunday were the trick plays. So if you're forced into using Edelman gadget plays, essentially is what this texter is saying, you're a pretty bad offensive football team. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree to a point there, that when you pull out all those tricks, you're not confident that you can just step back and throw the ball down the field. So you got to kind of trick you with foolery and then strike your throat. So my concern for that particular thing is you only have a few of those. You only have like maybe four trick plays that you're like, okay, we're going to run these when we need them. They're got to have it plays.
And you use 50% of them.
You use two of them like back to back. So
Sunday.
You can run them again, I guess. Mm-hmm. You're going to run the same plays over and over again. Like people do that. They run the same play and they just flip it. Mm-hmm. It is concerning to see the offense and a little bit of how, you know, they went away from the running game. I think this team is built to run the ball. That's what they wanted to do. Then you lose David Andrews to a thumb. They just lose their tackle, which is not going to be good for them. It's tough when you start to lose guys. And this particular season, it's weird because the COVID stuff, and not only that, you have guys dropping every week from serious injuries that take them out for the rest of the year and they go on IR. So it sucks. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say
it. It sucks. So, the 2020 is just it's a weird year. It's just weird. And in the NFL, there's so many guys that are hurt because they didn't have a good preseason, a good training up to the season. There's a lot of guys that they really don't. They're really athletic. So there's dudes that made it to the NFL because they're freak athletes. And if they don't have a system in place to go in and to have lift at this time, run at this time, they really don't do it. They don't do what they're supposed to. A guy like myself, I had to do everything, or else I wouldn't have been close.
You would have been gone.
No, I wouldn't even have made it. I would have been like long gone. So, you know, there's different levels to the athleticism, and when you don't have that structure in place, some guys stray and. That's when you get hurt. That's when you have an issue. But except, you know, Bose is built like a freaking brick house, and things happen. That's football. You're going to have injuries. But I feel like you're seeing a ton of serious injuries.
And so if you were to look ahead to Sunday and you say, all right, you get Andrews back, the O-line is different than it was this past Sunday, and you have several days of practice in, you should hopefully be the team that you were before you lost Cam Newton.
Yes. You would hope that they go back and they look at the first 2 weeks and they're like, okay, what did we do here that worked? And the things that have worked, they need to continue to focus on. And the plays that really aren't what they are, like, you know, trying to be a spread offense and throw the ball down the field, which they really don't do. They can't do that. They need to focus more on the things that they do well. I want to see more wrecks. You know, the guy had 3 touchdowns a few weeks ago and last week didn't touch the football, which I don't get. They need to put the guys on the field that are playmakers.
Yeah, what is that about, would you guess?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe specific game planning, matchups. There's always some guy in a back room on a computer that's like, oh, this is a great matchup. Like, let's run with this one.
And it's Curtis.
Nick, what happened with Belichick? Fourth quarter, they run the ball with James White, 2 yards. It looked like he was spotted at least a yard short. Would have been a first down. Why do you think that Bill didn't challenge that play?
I think some of those spot challenges are pretty difficult because the angles there. If you stand on the 50 and you're looking down the field a certain way, things can look just perspective wise like, oh, okay, he's short. And when you go and you throw that red flag, there's a potential that you lose a timeout. And in a game like that, you know you need every single timeout at the end. Even though he could have potentially gotten that overturned and got his timeout back, there's a chance, there's always a chance that when you throw the flag, you're willing to risk a timeout. And I think that he wanted to save those and have all of them. And when it comes down to those plays of real close spotting, like it's really tough because it's all up to what the ref thinks is it has to be decisive and everything on the computer and the TV screen has to show that it's a first down. And if it's close, they're going to go back to what originally was called on the field. And sometimes those plays are hard to overturn.
Well, what about declining the penalty? Don't you think Bill did some uncharacteristic things in that game on Sunday?
Look, maybe it's a test to see how the team responds. I don't know. It's like there's – I know this, though. Bill is so smart and such a good coach. It's really hard for me to question any of those decisions because he's gone through all those situations. He's been through so many different things. And there's always a rhyme to the reason on what he's thinking in that particular moment. So there's probably a reason why he didn't try and challenge that flag or try and challenge that that spot.
All right. Rob Ninkovich is here playing the role of Wiggy, who is off until tomorrow. Speaking of Wiggy, if Wiggy were here,
now,
he would be all over the OBJ story this morning. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. OBJ suggesting that he gets, what's the word Wiggy would use? He gets dragged and Tom Brady doesn't get dragged?
Yes.
Is that the way Wiggy would say that?
Yes.
So, all right, so we'll get to that coming up, but right now we got to get to Danielle and what is trending.
Michael Lombardi joins OMF tomorrow at 4. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Led by Brandon Lowe's two home runs, the Tampa Bay Rays evened up the World Series last night following a 6-4 win over the LA Dodgers. And, of course, it is incredible to me that Blake Snell was able to make a two-game two of the World Series, given all of his previous complaints about coronavirus. You remember this audio from the spring. Or not. Just kidding. Blake Snell was very against playing at all, period, if you recall, because of concerns about coronavirus. Game 3 of the World Series set for tomorrow night at 8:08 p.m., according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, with Antonio Brown's suspension eligible to end after Week 8, the Seahawks and a few other anonymous teams are expected to make a push to sign him. As Curtis mentioned in his lead at 6 a.m. this morning, Teddy Bruschi joined OMF yesterday. He doesn't feel that New England is worth AB's time. Bruschi said, "If I'm AB, I'm not touching the Pats with a 10-foot pole, and I say that because this team is not good anymore." The Dolphins have named rookie QB Tua Tagovailoa as Miami's starter going forward. And when asked about the timing of the move, Ryan Fitzpatrick told the media that it broke his heart.
Oh.
And that breaks my heart.
Are you surprised by that, Rob?
Sorry, I was reading.
Miami, Tua, starter.
Oh, Tua, yeah. Tua? I was surprised. I was just reading on the Odell thing.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that. But, yeah the Tua, I don't get why you're 3-3 right now. Fitzpatrick is playing well. The reason that you didn't have Tua out there in the beginning was because you wanted him to kind of not be thrown into the fire, so to speak, and he just came back from a major hip injury. And what's the difference in a month, really? I mean, it's a month. He was on the bench for a month. You want to put him out there. That has, like, ownership written all over it to me.
That has
upper level, like, get him in there where he's the first-round pick. We want him out there. Like, let's play him and somebody forcing that.
If the Cam Newton experiment doesn't work or they don't want to pay him, would you expect that Ryan Fitzpatrick is somebody that Bill would go after?
I mean, it's somebody that you could run an offense and it works. And I feel like of any team and any coach, Bill can really put in a person that I respect Fitzpatrick. I think he's a good quarterback. I've played against him many times and he's a very good quarterback. And if you need him for a year, I think that he would work with the Patriots if they needed a year or something to figure out where they're going and what they're doing in the quarterback position. I think that he could definitely fill a role for the Patriots if that had to come to fruition.
Right. Well, that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wiggy is off today, and so is Ken Laird. Wiggy will be back tomorrow. Rob Ninkovich filling in for Wiggy, and we will get to the news coming up in just a little bit with Danielle. There's and excuses LB hasn't used story in the news this morning.
Excellent.
I wasn't pleasuring myself. I was just playing air drums. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. And then Christian Fourier will join us as he normally does on Thursdays at 8:30. And we'll talk a little football with Fourier and with Nick. Now, before we get to OBJ, Rob,
yes.
There's a texter who wants me to ask you if you agree with Wiggy, which he repeats over and over and over and over and over again, that he believes Cam Newton should be signed to an extended deal immediately.
No.
At 30 or something million dollars.
No. The difference is when you have to evaluate the age of Cam Newton and where he's at as a player. He's not a scrambling, speedy. When he gets out and he's running, he's not running away from everybody. He's not faster than you look at all the quarterbacks right now that are really fast and really good. Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Mahomes. These guys are faster than everybody on the field, and they can kind of get out of situations, skip out of bounds, run. I know Cam can run around and he does a good job of it, but he's not as fast as he used to be, and you can see that now. Like, there's guys that are coming to him and he's getting hit. He gets hit a few times, and he's not a pocket quarterback. He's not just going to sit there and make all the throws. We've seen that in the last couple weeks. He can't just stand in the pocket and make all the throws that you need. And at the end of the day, the quarterback has to be able to throw the ball accurately. And if you can't throw the ball with accuracy, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, is he going to become any faster? Or is he going to?
He's just going to get slower.
He's going to get slower. So as you get older, you have to be able to change and become a different type or style of player. For Cam, in my eyes, I feel like he is trying to continue to do the kind of the same stuff. Run around when he gets in trouble. He's made some big plays, yes, but can he sustain that? And can he stand in the pocket and throw the ball down the field when he has to? When you have to throw the ball down the field. And for me to justify to spend that much money on a quarterback, they have to be able to throw the ball really well.
And so when do you expect that Bill will make a decision like that?
They're not going to sign him. They're not signing him right now. They're not signing him right now to extension.
Wiggy says, and it's not happening during the season.
Not at all.
No way, shape, or form that it happens during the season.
No, because this is an evaluation. Right now they're evaluating where they feel Cam could be in this organization for the foreseeable future. This is the audition right now. So it's how do you respond to criticism? How do you respond to a couple losses? How do you look?
You get dinner with Stephon Gilmore
getting banged up a little bit. So I think that there's too many question marks right now to sign him for a long term deal.
Did you think the dinner was a big deal?
I don't know any of the facts on that situation, so it's hard for me to comment on something when somebody's like, well, he had dinner somewhere with Gilmore. I'm like, well, is that true? Like, I don't know.
Where are the photos? Where was
like,
the dinner?
Where's the actual, like, that's the world we live in right now. Somebody says something, then it turns into truth when we don't know if it's real or not. Is it real? I don't know. So it's hard for me to comment on when you don't know if it's real or not. So that whole thing, I'm not going to take that into account because I don't know if it's real or not.
Curtis, Ninkovich has been here for one half an hour, and you haven't asked the question.
What's the question?
Easy. Why did Malcolm Butler not play in Super Bowl 52?
I have no idea. I have no clue. I was retired, so I was on my fourth bourbon at that time. So I was perfectly fine and happy.
So the Patriots alumni never sits around and wonders what happened in that game?
I was relaxing, getting ready to watch the Super Bowl commercials. That was what I was looking forward to.
That was it. So another thing, Wiggy is advocating forcibly for the Patriots to sign Antonio Brown.
Back?
Yes.
No, that's not going to work.
He's available in 2 weeks.
That's not happening.
Yes,
that's not happening.
That's not happening either.
No.
All right, Wiggy is 0-2. Curtis, are you keeping track of this for when Wiggy gets back tomorrow?
Yes. But,
okay.
But he will just say now.
He says so now. He's 0-2. So no way.
I know people get back together, but it's rare. I know, like, yeah. It's people, rare for, like, hey, like, I don't like you. Please leave, and I'll take you back.
My friend BJ got divorced, and then he got remarried after the divorce. Mm. I mean, it can happen.
I mean, I guess... There's always, I'm not going to say never, I guess, because, you know, it happens and we've seen it in many, many instances. But in that situation, I feel like there's tons of baggage. So I'm not touching that bag. I'm not.
What about OBJ? So
No
on OBJ?
Constantly. I feel like I would rather Landry. I feel like Landry's a competitor, a little bit less whiny. Like Odell, if things aren't going his way, he goes downward. He goes in the wrong direction. So
yeah, which he seems to be now. So
he is
expressing his feeling that he is treated differently when it comes to outbursts and such than players like Tom Brady. That's what he said yesterday.
Duh, you don't have six Super Bowl rings. Like, duh, so, you can't like, well, compare yourself to Tom Brady. It just doesn't work.
He says the rings don't matter. Let's take a listen to OBJ from yesterday.
I never want to come out of a game, win, lose. I don't care if we're up 50, down 50. I don't ever want to come out of the game, and that's always going to be my mentality. I'm kind of over trying to play the right thing because, you know, I love them to death, but there's people who have plenty of rings and consider the GOAT, and they do things on the sideline, and other people do things on the sideline, and they get away with it, and it's classified as passion because they may have something behind their legacy or whatever it is. And to me, bro, we love this shit that much. It means that much. There's no way around it. I don't care if I have 0 rings, 12 rings, 20 rings. I love this game of football, and I'm not going to keep dulling myself to for the world to feel like I'm mature or whatever word you would like to throw around it. I'm always going to be me.
Jesus.
Okay.
False sense of reality. There's your false sense of like what real is. Like that guy's on a different planet. So I've never seen Tom Brady throw his helmet and hit a kicking net and have it fall on his head and hit him in the head. And, you know, they're down. Like usually when Odell's having these tantrums, they're losing by a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Tom, when he's pissed off or yelling at the offensive line, it's because he just gained a big chunk of yardage in the center, headbutt somebody, and they go backwards 15 yards. So he's more directing that stuff at the player to be like, you need to be more accountable, because he's trying to bring guys to his level to play at a high level so they can all achieve the ultimate goal, which is winning a Super Bowl. I feel like Odell has a different motive here. Like I feel like he's more upset that he's not in the spotlight of being the man of making all the big plays and the Browns are losing. Last time I checked, New York, when he was on that team, was losing as well. So has he ever played for a winning like team where he's going to be in the playoffs and has high expectations of that?
Well, he was on a boat the last time he was in the playoffs.
And anyone who goes to a national football game and after the game hands out thousands of dollars to college players that in return is going to lose 8 scholarships for LSU, and now he's banned for 2 years.
Yeah.
There's maybe he's not that smart, and let's just say like maybe Odell isn't the smartest or the sharpest tool in the shed, because right. You obviously know you can't hand out money at a national championship after they win and you're on television, like mm-hmm. with a fanny pack full of cash, like in New Orleans of all places.
And he tried to say that wasn't real money.
It's not a great idea.
He was like, that was Monopoly money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That wasn't real cash.
So you don't buy that Tom Brady gets, or you buy, I guess, that Tom Brady gets treated differently.
He has earned earned the right to be, when he's on the sideline. For example, if Tom Brady is having a meltdown and yelling at somebody, the attention of that meltdown, everyone sees that. Everyone on the whole team sees that Tom Brady is really angry right now. So you start to be like, oh, man, like, what do I need to do to get myself fired up? And what do I need to correct to where we are all playing it really well? When Odell has a temper tantrum, I'm sure the rest of the team is like, look at this idiot freaking losing his mind right now. Like, give me a break. Let's go out here and catch a pass. Mm-hmm. Let's run the right route. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Like Tom Brady's the quarterback who is basically leading the team and telling everyone where to be and checking the play into the perfect play at the right moment. Like, there's a difference between Tom Brady, who's a 20-year Hall of Famer, and Odell, who made a one-handed catch with a sticky glove.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. All right.
If he didn't have a glove on, he would have dropped the ball, by the way.
I believe that OBJ also said that he is not at risk when it comes to the coronavirus.
Would I say different La La Land?
You did say, different, I think you did say La La Land.
Different planet. Did.
Yeah, different so planet. You want to take a listen to that? Here he is.
Yeah, let's listen to this craziness.
No, not in an arrogant way. I just don't think COVID can get to me. I don't think it's going to enter this body. I don't want no parts of it. It don't want no parts of me. I think it's a mutual respect. So I wasn't really worried about the test. I was just more, you know, in my mind, for me and my maturity level, I felt like it was the right thing to do to mention. I may not have been feeling well. I just wouldn't want it to spread throughout the whole building. If there was a case that I would have possibly had it, I was just trying to be an adult and be precautious about the situation and try and handle it the right way.
Okay.
Doesn't he sound cuckoo, though? Because he just said that COVID doesn't want any part of him.
Yes.
So,
yes, he does sound right. Cuckoo. Yes.
And he can't, like, it won't enter his body, but then he was just trying to be cautious so, like, nobody gets COVID. What? What are you talking about?
It doesn't line up.
It sounds a little bit odd. So
he's not the guy. He is not the guy for the New England Patriots to go after.
No, you don't want to go after a guy like that. Because if he doesn't get his touches or you lose, like, you don't want him having another meltdown. Because it could make things go the opposite way. And I know he's saying, like, oh, I have – it's my competitiveness in me. Like, it's hard for me to see or listen to a guy like that when, you know, when there's five cameras on him before the game. You know, he's running around, he's spinning the ball, kicking a field goal. Like, there's certain guys that just love when they have the attention on them, and I feel like he's one of those guys.
Why wouldn't he just mention Tom Brady's name? Like, he says the guy that's the GOAT that played in Foxborough is now in Tampa. He's got a lot of rings. Like, what is he avoiding there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you can't compare yourself to a guy with six Super Bowl rings that is number one first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, he's at a different level. Like, come on.
All right, but you do think they need to go get somebody.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely going to get somebody. It's not if they're going to get somebody, it's who they're going to get. They're going to go out and they're going to trade for somebody. It happens every single year. There's going to be some type of movement here before the deadline. The Odell thing, look, the Browns, before they just lost to the Steelers, they're not going to want to just give up a piece that they feel could help them if they're going to be close in the division. So you got to look at teams that have no chance, that are, you know, the Atlantas or, oh, I mean, personally, if I was Atlanta, I wouldn't trade anybody to the Patriots considering you won a Super Bowl over us. You got to look at the teams that are struggling that really don't have, you know, any future this season. Those are the teams that are going to be looking to move somebody, gain a draft pick for next year.
All right. Wiggy is off today. Rob Ninkovich is here. Wiggy will be back tomorrow. Ken Laird is also off for a couple days, and then we'll be quarantined for the next 30 days when he gets back. We will get to Danielle in the news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
A woman is facing a robbery charge.
The news.
We have a couple of great stories ready to go.
With your host...
Sorry, Danielle, to be so crude.
Dale, put your pants back on.
Danielle Murr.
Lovely butts.
Lovely butts.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
About its efficacy.
I heard that, Michelle. Oh...
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Salem, New Hampshire, and the other in Dedham, next to Legacy Place. You can learn more when you go online at northeastmenshealth.com. Wiggy is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. I always feel in these troubling times, it's important to clarify that he has not been stricken down with any kind of a virus or anything like that. Just taking a couple days off. And the lifeguard is off as well, and he is moving his mom from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia or something like that. So I'm sure.
Did she get a job at Athlead?
Yes, she did.
Okay, nice.
I'm sure he
Daryl loves her.
I'm sure he did all the research into the hot spots that he is traveling to.
And he did.
He is taking every precaution.
He definitely is.
And by the way, Ken is a total map guy still. I can picture him with that huge pull-out map instead of using the phone.
Oh. He's got the red book that you flip through the pages. Yeah. We're like, oh, got to go to Fall River. Now that's page 36.
Yeah. I mean, the worst thing about those were, like, my old man was a map guy also, and the edges would get all worn, and then the place that you needed to go to, like the road that you needed to be on, you couldn't read it in the map because that little area had been worn and torn out.
Right.
It was a disaster.
Brutal.
Thank God for GPS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or printing the MapQuest directions.
Right.
Now, speaking of precautions, the governor spoke at a press conference yesterday, and get ready for the Zoom calls and your older relatives that can't figure out how to use the technology, because Governor Baker wants Massachusetts residents to stay put for Thanksgiving.
The one thing I would say is this might be a good year, and this will be a very unpopular thing to say, this might be a good year not to travel, right? One of the things that creates spread is a whole bunch of people who are in one place where they may be safe and not affected by this, traveling to another place and vice versa.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's a goalpost mover, right, Curtis? So
yep.
Now you must stay home. Do not drive to your relatives in Pittsfield or wherever you may be going.
Yep.
It should just be you. Are you allowed to have somebody else, or is it a solo Thanksgiving? Can you have your, what about your spouse and your kids?
If you're co-bubbled with them, you can keep them.
What if you're not co-bubbled?
Away from your spouse and kids.
What if my daughter will be traveling from East Boston and my son will be traveling from Waltham? Would it be okay?
You'll have to quarantine then.
So that is not okay. So that they would just drive by, and do you put some kind of a colored turkey outside of your
turkey.
Home, a purple turkey to indicate that it's safe, or
Throw an open-faced turkey sandwich through the window of the vehicle and hope they catch it.
I mean, based on the restrictions that Ninkovich is under, wearing his gator in here.
He's just being responsible,
You know the canned cranberry stuff where it still has the ridges on it?
Yes.
That's disgusting, by
the way.
That's
the best kind. You're out of your mind,
what is wrong with you?
It's so bad.
I've never liked cranberry sauce. It's so bad. Anyway.
You don't like any cranberry sauce?
No cranberry sauce.
All right, that's fine, but don't attack it in the can.
The can is the worst. It's still got the ridges on it.
That's the beauty of it.
You slice it.
It reeks of...
You slice it with a knife.
It's shelf life. It just reeks of this thing.
First of all, I can't believe you don't like cranberry sauce.
I don't like cranberry sauce. Uh-huh.
What is it? What is a Thanksgiving plate that doesn't have a tiny little bit of everything on it? Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, maybe some mac and cheese, and then a big hunk, a slice of cranberry, and then...
Jiggly slice of a can-shaped cranberry sauce.
Yes.
I don't like. So everything you explained on your plate is fantastic.
Yeah.
Except for the cranberry.
What about the gravy? Do you put the gravy on everything or just the turkey? Are you?
No, I go everything.
Okay, everything.
So I'm a huge stuffing guy. Okay. You know, I'll smother that whole thing. You know, the stuffing and the turkey,
but
it's just I just can't do the cranberry. It's just as a kid, I didn't like it. I never did.
Right. Okay.
I love the olives though. I'll you know, like my grandma used to put out a big bowl of like black olives.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross. I can't stand
olives. What about the celery?
They're disgusting.
Oh, yeah? Come on. You don't like green olives? You don't like a martini?
They're gross.
Come on.
No, people eat the blue cheese
stuff.
You don't eat those?
I don't know. Gross. I hate olives.
Shocking to me.
Disgusting.
So, hey, everyone has their things.
There is a high fat food Greg doesn't like. We found it. It's olives.
Did the governor mention anything about Friendsgiving? Because that's a big thing.
No, Friendsgiving has been ruled out.
No, you can't do it. Zoom calls everyone.
That's it. Oh, that's going to be so fun.
No celebrating. No fun.
Sad.
Please. No
sad.
Fun. All right.
Everybody's going to Polito's house.
Yeah. No, the parking is really
sit outside. Sit outside in the back deck. Freezing.
With the election looming, FBI and intelligence leaders are reassuring voters that if you're getting any kind of emails, the poor boys' emails or anything like that, it's just Iran and Russia spoofing email addresses. It's nothing actually to be worried about. No one's threatening you. No one's threatening to cause chaos at your polling place. John Ratcliffe is the director of national intelligence, and he held a news conference yesterday.
Iran and Russia have taken specific actions to influence public opinion relating to our elections. These actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries.
They figured it out because they misspelled there and your.
Well,
so
that's
knew
a huge indicator.
It was like text messages. They knew it came from Iran.
Correct.
So,
correct.
All right, so
does not translate.
The poor boys, that's what they're called?
Yes.
They are not running around threatening Democrats and telling them they have to vote for Trump.
Right.
That's fake news, as the president would say.
Are you going to have a po' boy for lunch now?
Now I have to have a po' boy for lunch.
Boy.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities have said that they're going to leave the country if Trump wins re-election. And there's one sheriff in Ohio who is willing to help these celebrities out with these claims. Rick Jones is the sheriff of Butler County, Ohio, and said that any celebrity, movie star, or athlete who wants to leave the U.S., he'll give them a helping hand and even go so far as to give them money. He posted a Facebook Live video in which he discussed this.
These are mostly the same people that don't like the police, that don't like first responders. So I feel obligated to make a response to that. Good for you. I hope you do leave. And if there's any way that I can help, I'm not a rich person, but I would be willing to throw in $10 to a special fund to help get you a flight or whatever it takes, a ship ride to whatever country of your choice. The last election, the ones that promised never left. I think they told us a lie. So this time, those that are going to leave, the special people, I call them. I hope you all the luck and good for you. But most of you can afford to leave. But if I put in $10 to help get you a ticket out of here, the rule is you can't come back.
I don't think none of these people have ever left. I mean, they've threatened it many times.
And they're still here.
They've never
Who's
left.
Who's going to leave? Where are they going to go? Come on.
Canada.
Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Canada. Denounce your citizenship. Yes. Yeah, sell everything. Sell all your assets. Sell your homes. Because if you want to really denounce your citizenship, that's what you have to do.
Right,
you have
get rid
to
of everything.
Sell everything that you have. Mm-hmm. You think any of these people are going to do that with their 14 whatever million dollar homes?
You can't travel anywhere anyway.
Yeah, where are you going to go? You're going to go up to Canada and you're going to go freeze?
You're not allowed into Canada.
And Canada
sucks. They're
going to
let you anyway.
Canada sucks during COVID. They like legitimately fine you $500,000 if you go to somebody else's house.
All right.
By the way, we're being scolded for saying poor boys. It's proud boys, not poor boys.
Oh. So, I just like the sandwiches.
Do you like? Well, you were in New Orleans for a while.
Yeah, my wife is from New Orleans, so I go down there often.
What is the sandwich? I mean,
a po' boy.
It's fried oysters,
awesome.
Right?
I'll explain it to you. It's like it's French bread, but it's like crispy, really crunchy on the outside. French
a baguette.
Bread.
It's like a it's not, more like a banh mi roll.
It's kind of
it's lighter.
It falls apart. It's very light bread, very light French bread, and when you squeeze it, it kind of crumbles. Very good. Then they put some mayonnaise on that whole thing. I like a fried shrimp po' boy. So when it's fully dressed, so a fully dressed would be lettuce, tomato, and mayo with the fried shrimp on there and the bread. It makes it. Or you could do a French fry po' boy, which is French fries on that same bread with gravy and some mayo.
It sounds fantastic.
It is amazing.
Oh.
Or you could do fried oyster po' boy, one of the best.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff. So you go down there, I'd be at least 350 if I lived in New Orleans. So it's a good thing I'm up here.
There is an excuse LB hasn't used yet, like story in the news. A 72-year-old man from Baton Rouge, speaking of Louisiana, named James Cousins was recently in a parking lot at the LSU campus, and someone called the police when they saw him watching female students and apparently pleasuring himself inside the truck.
Okay.
Now, cops ran his plates, saw that he had been arrested for similar incidents dating back to 1981 in the same parking lot. When they accused him of masturbating in his truck, he said, no, that's not what I was doing. I was listening to music and playing air drums. He did, however, admit that he was there to watch women, saying, quote, terrible. It's the only thing he has left, unquote. He claimed he claimed he's got a heart condition that prevents him from taking care of business.
Oh, maybe he does. Was he listening to In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins? If so, I think he has some evidence that he was.
That's the air drumming.
That
right
is
there.
That's the best air drum song in the history of air drums.
Mm-hmm.
Second might be Hot for Teacher. I don't know if we have time to assemble a list. I don't think we do.
That's a great song.
All right. Anything else, Danielle?
There is an irrational fear in the news this morning. A volunteer in the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine trial has died.
Oh.
The individual was from Brazil. Now, the National Health Agency there that is overseeing multiple vaccine trials was quick to note that the individual evidently got a placebo and didn't get the actual test vaccine. Huh. So they're not sure if the death was due to a complication because of something else, but they're trying their best to distance that death from the actual vaccine
so
itself.
So there's definitely some article out there with vaccine kills person.
There are many with that headline.
And you dive into it and you say, oh, it was a placebo, but everyone's going to think
the
vaccine.
And would you guess that the governor and the mayor here in Massachusetts, the mayor of Boston, still believe that a significant portion of the population is going to be willing to take the vaccine on the first go round?
Evidently, they still think that.
Because you can't fully open everything up until we have a vaccine. So what happens if the vaccine comes out and there's only like 20% of the people who are willing to risk getting a third ear or a superfluous nipple or whatever it is? Like what?
And then 60% efficacy.
What if people don't?
We're not opening. Once the vaccine is here, they're going to move the goalpost and say, we will reopen once X percent of people have taken the vaccine. That's what's going to be the next move.
And what would you guess the percentage? 60%?
Yep.
But people aren't going to take it, I don't think, till like the third or fourth go. Would you, Rob?
Nope.
No, you wouldn't.
No, quick.
No way.
No,
you look fantastic, by the way. You look like you could play tomorrow.
I could easily, but I choose not to.
Can you play
for
tight
my
end?
Children and my cognitive function. When I look at this whole thing, I know that it's a terrible thing right now that everyone's dealing with, and no one's immune to this thing. So I just
except for OBJ,
who, you know, the vaccine or the virus wants nothing to do with him. I just feel like the vaccine for me, if I was to contract it, I hope that I would be able to fight it off.
So you're willing to take that risk as opposed to the risk that would be associated with the first go-round
vaccine?
Yeah, I mean,
the one thing that, because you don't know what the vaccine's going to do, you know, to you. I did read that there were some, like, cognitive things that are happening to people with this vaccine, which I need all the function of my brain possible after 20 years of football.
Yeah.
And I don't need any issues there, so... I mean, it'd be hard for me to say, sure, go ahead, give me this vaccine. We have no idea what it's going to do to me. I just think that'd be tough for me to do that, especially my children. I'm not giving my kids that either.
You wouldn't have your kids. What if your kids have to take it for school?
Then,
like, what would you?
We'll figure out where we're going to go to school because I'm not giving it to my kids.
All right.
Until there's more evidence of what it does.
Well, that's what Rob Ninkovich says.
Are you following the story of the mom that went missing in Zion National Park in Utah?
The main thing I'm following is that the Ghislaine Maxwell deposition drops before 9 a.m. this morning, which details all of her wild and crazy sexual proclivities. But I have seen this story. This lady disappeared from her family and was missing.
She left California in the middle of the night, took a bus trip to Zion, and went missing for 12 days. Claimed she had no food or water with her. She didn't have her phone. She was an experienced hiker. But the sergeant there from the Washington County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team said that her story isn't quite adding up. They've set up a GoFundMe for this woman.
Didn't they collect $12,000 so far in the
GoFundMe? They did, and they said it was for her medical bills. They haven't specified what issues she's having, but the sheriff said that she couldn't have survived by drinking water from the river that she claimed to have drank from, Virgin River, because the bacteria levels are so high that she would get insanely sick. And she also allegedly didn't go off into the far reaches of the canyon areas. She was on the main trails, and they had a lot of people out there. I mean, Zion's fairly busy this time of year.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of people out there searching for her, and they say that she would have heard.
It does. Yeah. It sounds like somebody struggling in the middle of a global recession who figures out a way maybe to get a GoFundMe going.
Maybe that's what some people are leaning toward, because she had claimed to have hit her head on a tree.
To clear this up very easily. Just take her to the stream and just scoop up some water.
Tell her to drink it.
Yeah, have a drink.
There you go.
And if you're fine.
So what the sheriff said? What
she allegedly hit her head, and she said that's why she didn't go too far off the trail and stayed next to this water source. But people are questioning the water source.
If she'll drink it, then she's had it before.
Right.
I need a
Netflix documentary on this stat immediately.
It's coming.
I need one immediately.
Hulu is doing one as well.
Yeah. All right, Danielle, is that it?
That's it.
All right. Thank you. That's the news. Rob Ninkovich is here filling in for Wiggy at 8:30 this morning. We will be joined by Christian Fourier from the afternoon show, and we'll talk a little football with Fourier coming up at 8:30 on today's show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.